This is the Bloomberg Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Bonnie Quinn on Bloomberg Radio.
Now let's take our attention and put it on one of the very big, big stories of the day for the country, for the workforce, for what may be quite a showdown now between the White House and the Republicans. Because President Barack Obama did more than just announce that he'll use executive power to prevent deportations. He showed fellow Democrats, recalcitrant Republicans, and the American public that he won't play the lame duck. That's our Bloomberg.com story today by Jonathan Allen. Very happy to welcome back to the show Cal Gilson from Southern Methodist University, where he is the master of all things politically scientific, certainly focused on immigration and politics in Washington. So, Cal, a brilliant move by the president or a dangerous step?
Well, it's a dangerous step, I think. It was a little bit of a strange speech last night. It lasted about 12 minutes. It didn't have nearly as much detail as he might have provided on exactly what he intends to do. He focused more on the country and our tradition of being friendly to immigrants and the intractability of the immigration problem over the last decade, without giving us a very clear idea of what exactly he proposes to do. So we'll have to wait and see.
Well, there's a limit to what he can do, right? Because there are certain things that he can do by executive order, and there are certain things that he just can't do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The administration's argument, and it's well-founded in law and constitutional theory, is that on a whole range of laws, presidents have to decide how they're going to allocate scarce resources to implementing those laws. If the resources are insufficient to, say, pick up all of the immigrants who are in the country illegally, or if you think about holiday traffic being concentrated to stop drunk drivers, that means those police aren't doing other things. So you always have to allocate resources available to the part of the problem you think you can solve. And so President Obama says, that's what he's doing. He's working within his administrative discretion with the resources that the Congress has given him to deal with immigration. The Congress, of course, the Republican majority at least, say that it's much more than that and much more dangerous than that. And that conversation will be had over the coming weeks and months.
So by choosing parents of people who have been born here, for example, is he being fair? Is he being fair on the undocumented immigrant population, do you think, Cal?
Well, those who advocate for illegal immigrants in the country were urging him to go big, and even to go bigger than he did, because it's always possible to tell stories about immigrant families. For example, one told frequently over the last couple of days has been one where a 13-year-old girl came home from school and found that both parents had been swept up by ICE and subject to deportation. So those stories pull at American heartstrings. So what Obama had to draw a line somewhere, because he knew that he couldn't rewrite the entire immigration system on his own without Congress. He only had this administrative flexibility that he's used. And so what he has said is that he's expanding the number of dreamers, children brought here when they were young by their parents, to say another 700,000 or so.
But Cal, you know, and even if you're for immigration reform, you could say, yes, this makes sense. Good step. However, is it a good step for him to, in this lame duck session of Congress, take this step instead of maybe seeing, maybe if the Republicans really meant it when they said they want to work with the president? Does he just want to make sure that the Republicans can't claim any kind of victory, any kind of gaining ground, as they also put their sights on 2016, as the president is clearly doing for his party with this step?
Yeah, I think that's right. From the administration perspective, they say they've waited for a very long time and this needs to be done. And there are aspects of that argument that make sense. Now, the question is, do you think that the new Republican majority, not just in charge of the House now, but also in charge of the Senate, was poised to do a major immigration reform effort or even a series of minor bills, as former Speaker Newt Gingrich said last last night that would have addressed immigration. Since they failed to do it before, do you think they were about to do it? Republicans will say, yes, we were about to do this on our own, and the president has poisoned the well by moving too early. And so listeners will have to make their judgment about whether the administration waited long enough or acted too soon because Republicans were poised to act.
Cal Jolson, SMU.
The conversation with Professor Cal Jolson of Southern Methodist University, and it's been a fascinating one so far. Cal, what are the Republicans doing? John Boehner came out this morning with fighting words and said that, you know, the president had basically scuppered any chances of any kind of agreement on immigration by coming out and being early on this. Nevertheless, GOP far right wingers are going to come out this weekend and potentially say things that are a lot stronger than that. What do you anticipate from the Republicans?
Well, the Republicans have really four choices on how to proceed. Some of them they've already taken off the table. For instance, if they do believe that this is a constitutional crisis and the president has dramatically overstepped, they could impeach, which they won't do. They could go to court, but the court precedents, as Jeffrey Toobin, a constitutional law professor who was on CNN last night, writes in the New Yorker, says that there are precedents going back throughout the 20th century that give presidents a great deal of administrative discretion, and Republicans would probably not win a court case. What they could do is pass a new law. As soon as they get the Republican majorities in place in January, they could move an immigration bill of their own design and pass it through both houses of Congress and put it on the president's desk to make him veto. And if he did sign it, it would supersede everything that he did last night. I don't expect they'll do that. What I think they will do is try to use the funding mechanism of the upcoming budget to defund as much of the administrative apparatus that implements immigration policy as they can, but that's time-consuming. That'll take a while.
Cal, what about the Hispanic vote? First of all, it's treated as a monolith, right? And we know that it isn't necessarily, but how much of a galvanizing vote, plan, step is this for both parties? One, that the president issued the executive order. Two, that the Republicans are going to come up with something that you say is going to be more about opposing the president than passing their own plan. Because Republicans, to the extent that they want the Hispanic vote, you would assume that they want to do something that they can say, hey, we did this for you.
You would think so. The Hispanic vote is not a monolith. The Cuban vote is heavily Republican. Most of the rest of Hispanics, and most of them are from Mexico, lean about 2-1 Democrats. Although in this recent 2014 elections, some Republican candidates did better than they traditionally did because Hispanics were thought to be offended by Obama's not taking action. Now that he has taken some action, I expect that the traditional 2-1 Democratic advantage will be there going forward. And you remember that Romney lost the Hispanic vote, getting only 29%, so 71-29 in 2012. And so Obama will have made up some of the ground Democrats had lost with Hispanics by this move. But everyone should keep in mind that this is just a 2-year moratorium on legal movement against some illegal immigrants that the next president can change if they see fit. But the political problem Republicans have in moving toward 2016, which will be a higher turnout presidential election, will be if they lose Hispanics as badly as Romney did last time, it's hard to see how they win the presidency.
Well, Marco Rubio, what role does he potentially play here?
Well, Marco Rubio is a fascinating case. He's a little bit of a canary in the coal mine because about 2 years ago, he worked very hard to bring forward a Republican alternative to Democratic immigration policy, and he got scalded for it. He has been in a 2-year eclipse within the Republican sort of panoply of potential presidential candidates, and he's trying to work his way back now. But immigration is a double-edged sword for Republican presidential candidates, because much of the Republican base is pretty vehemently anti-amnesty, as they call it. And so the Republican insiders, the Republican National Committee and the establishment Republicans want to deal with immigration, but their base is resistant. So they're in a difficult position.
Cal Gilson, thank you so very much. Fascinating discussion about the politics of the president's immigration plan. Professor of political science at Southern Methodist University.